Everybody, I'm Chad Eckert. It's not Joe Idoni. This is the Preferred Lines podcast coming to you live on the internet, hopefully. Trying this out, using a new ring light, doing some things, upgrading, getting ready for the Masters, which is just a few weeks away. Let's crack a beer to that because a little thirsty. Wearing the Florida shirt if you're following on YouTube live. Can't see the comments. I don't know how to do that. Not that advanced in the technology world, but here's the thing. Make sure my microphone's working. That's important. What's also important to know is that the Florida shirt's for Brian Gay, but we're not here to talk about that. I'm not in Florida. I'm cold in my garage. I have a heater right here. It's a little chilly, but it's going to be a little chilly this year in Augusta because it's a November Masters. First time it's played outside of April since 1945. It's going to be great, though. Not worried about that. Munoz, in a press conference, Sebastian Munoz, a couple weeks ago, he said he was there last November, the November 2019, just for a practice round. He woke up one morning and he was like looking at the forecast, and he decided not even to play. Skip it. That interview is on the Fantasy Golf Pod YouTube page if you want to go check that out. But that's pretty funny that he didn't think, like, hey, maybe I should get around into practice, because who knew? Who would have thought he needed to know what it was like to play in November? Because it's never happened. It's only happened outside of April twice in the history of the Masters. It's going to play long, I've heard, and I've, you know, it's pretty obvious now. It's going to be in the mid-50s instead of the mid-60s, I suppose. I don't know what the actual temperatures will be when they tee it up in technically 10 days. I mean, it's a Sunday night right now. I'm in my garage drinking a beer. Well, I mean, it's normally long anyway. Augusta, 7,800 yards. It's hilly as F and whatever. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be cold. It's going to be good for bombers, maybe Bryson. But the greens, you know, they'll be perfect, and it is still Augusta. It's a magical place. Pressure of achieving the dream of wearing the green jacket will be alive and well. So it'll be fun. It'll be great, of course. That's why I'm doing this, because I'm excited for it. So excited that I just was like, so Joe, you want me to get something out there, talk about the Masters a little too early, way too early, but whatever. We still got the Houston Open. We just got done today. He said, oh, man, the Bermuda, so close. Getting the Wyndham Clark, but whatever, it's fine. No, in reality, my relatives are calling. I'm fielding phone calls from the relatives about who to bet, where to research. Who's my favorite? Who's the best value? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, geez, do people really? I guess maybe they're going to a casino that allows you to bet. I want to put something down now, weeks now, well, 10, 12 days in advance of what is the 2020 Masters. So here it is. I'm going to get, you know, give you a little info next 20 minutes. Okay. There's going to be a little bit of differences. There's no way to cut it. Like, it's just going to be different. Not having it be in April, having it be in November. Rory has said this. Other people have said this. Just having it, you know, not be the beginning of the season, and it's kind of just weird being cold or whatever. But Rory may have the advantage. I mean, this may help people. Rory's never won in the month of April any tournament in his career, and he's won three times in the month of April or month of November in his career. So maybe it'll help somebody like Rory. Also, maybe the lack of people. Patrons not allowed in there. Typically they're putting the pressure on guys, new guys or whatever. You could hear stuff in the distance, and maybe that helps somebody learn something. So that's gonna be weird. Guys like Rory or Tiger, they may have thrived off the crowds in the past. So it's potentially possible. You know, maybe November air and winds and things like that. It'll help inexperienced players, because we know Augusta is one of those course history courses. It's one of the most correlated to success, is how many times and how much you know about the course. So maybe the new guys, the inexperienced guys, will come in and not know or have a established habit to play a certain hole. So, or think the wind is a certain thing, doing a certain thing that it always does in April, but it doesn't do in November. It's possible. So, guys, like maybe Scheffler or Wolf or Sungjae, my guy, maybe even Morikawa again, could take advantage of the fact that there's no patrons. People are overconfident that they know things, and maybe it's not the same in November. It's cold and wind and different club lengths go different distances, different temperatures. They'll adjust. These are pros, they say. I don't know. Guys are – they think one thing, and they can't get it out of their head. Who knows? Oh, this is weird. We could talk about the 2T start because we know it's going to get dark. It's just daylight savings time. It's terrible if you have children. It's been the longest day of my life today. But anyway, that's why I'm on like 100th beer. I don't know. It's the Vikings won. It was great. But either way, they're going to be having to get this over with quickly during the middle of the day. Try to play in the afternoon as much as you can in the warmest weather of the day. And they're going to have to do that by going off in two sets. One off the first tee and one off the 10th tee. And that is weird, for especially people that have totally never done that, not used to doing that. Starting on number 10, could that throw somebody off? You're starting the Masters on Amen Corner. Good luck. It's like, but to a guy like Wolf or, a younger guy doesn't really know better, maybe that's not as big a deal. Or it's not, just doesn't feel as weird. But a guy that's played it like 15 times, like Justin Rose or something, is just like, throw him off. It's not the same rhythm. So they usually don't do that. Whatever. Other things you need to know. Par 3 tournament is canceled. There's none of that. College game day showing up the Saturday of the Masters. Is that a big deal? Do we care about college game day? Are they going to talk about golf or football? Or both, but whatever. People think it's cool. Let's see. Oh, the social media for the Masters team is so great. It's hilarious. They're just showing the crew doing like mundane things, cutting the grass and painting, and it's great. Like today there was a cup cutter, just like normal behavior on a golf course, but they're making it super dramatic and awesome. And everyone loves it, and I love it, and I could watch it all day. I used to cut cups myself up at the Legacy in Brainerd. Did that for a summer. That was fun. Let's see. Okay, it's freezing cold in here. Oh, my hands for a second. Okay. Anyway, so where were we? Before we talk about who to bet on, where to bet maybe, because if you're from a legal state, then go there. Your normal book. But if you're from an illegal state that is not legal to bet on sports yet, like Minnesota, where I currently sit, then you may have to go offshore, which I totally don't recommend this. Like, truly, like for the longest time, I would just write down who I wanted to bet and like, pretend I'm writing down, like, because you're losing money betting typically. So just write it down. Pretend like you put $5 into something. Or you go to the offshore option, and I go to like Bet Online, MyBookie, Bovada, and things like that. They're all pretty close to the same, so you could do one of those books and actually try to wager real dollars. But can you get the dollars out if you win a mega profit? I don't know for certain, or how they'll twist things. I don't know. It's offshore, not real, but. Whatever. Hopefully someday everyone in America can bet on sports legally and waste their money doing that. Not give it to whoever .ag is. Anyway, where to research humans for the tournament names. Justin Ray Golf. That's a good guy to follow on Twitter. He hands down has like all of the stats for the Masters and works for the 15th Club. It's a gambling thing. So, and we're trying to get him to be a guest. Justin, if you're watching this, please respond to my DM on Instagram. We'd love to have you on as the guest of the Preferred Lines podcast coming up, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to have some massive content coming up, not just about what could happen, but what will happen. Who else? Let's see. Oh, I use Fantasy National, of course. It's a good site. Moose, good guy. You could do rickrungood.com. You could sign up for that kind of thing. You could do fansharesports.com. You could do that. Or you just go to pgatour.com. Just find stats on there if you want to look at stats. Or there's a tour media website. DM me and I'll send you the link to that. Oh, you could. Hey, by the time you're watching this, you know, it's 10, 12 days ahead, like I said. You could be finding a spreadsheet that my buddy Sweetspot DFS on Twitter, Eric Darbo, and I are creating. We're in the midst of creating it. It's going to be great. There's going to be two options. There's going to be one option that you can just have for free. It's going to have all the information, the basics. And then there's going to be an option on my Patreon page. Oh, my gosh. I have a Patreon page. I don't know. But on there, you could find the advanced version of that. So we're talking about releasing that as early as Thursday afternoon. So stay tuned for that. You can get information about every player in the field in our notes and all of our information that we think and the bets we're making and who's in our player pools and ownership projections and all that stuff on this sweet spreadsheet. Anyway, Patreon, go find me on there. It's great. There's going to be some exclusive Chad Eckert only things. I don't know. It's $5. It's definitely going to be worth your time. It's like two beers. So buy me a beer. I'm going to give you some like private information. I don't know. We'll see. All right, let's talk about some storylines quickly before I tell you who I like to bet. Bryson. Apparently he's going to just overpower the hell out of Augusta and it's not even going to be fair and they're going to have to recreate the whole course and it's just going to win by 20 and Bryson's going to just be the best golfer of all time. So be careful betting Bryson at that eight number because the storyline is that he's going to be the best ever and I don't know if it's going to end up being the way it is or if you're going to murder everything like everyone thinks. We're looking at a potential back, you know, defending champion coming in off of terrible form. But does it matter that Tiger hasn't really even played that much? And when he has, it's been awful. I don't know. It's Augusta. So, but it's Augusta in November. And is that good for Tiger's back? Probably not. So maybe he just is going to show up and check some boxes as the obligated defending champ, put the green jacket on the new guy. And in April, come back a new man. We'll see. So that's the storyline. Brooks Koepka coming back a new man off of a knee surgery and off of all the other things he's had to go through. And last year, basically sitting T2 right behind while Tiger was doing his thing. He's kind of scary at 20-1. Could it be DJ or JT Masters this year? Maybe Ricky or Rory? I mean, DJ, JT, Ricky, Rory. One of those guys could win. What about Spieth, too? You know, he does love the place. Isn't he just like, it's always T5 or T3 here. Veterans are winning on the tour like crazy, Brian Gay. And could someone do that? Could Paul Casey get a major? Could Bubba win another one? They're kind of older. Or a breakthrough guy? You could have Finau, Xander, or Cantlay. One of those guys get a major. Finau get a real win. Or a young gun up-and-comer could get another. I mean, we had Morikawa. Could he do it here? What about Wolf? He almost won the PGA or U.S. Open, whatever one. He almost won them all. And then Scheffler, too, he almost did the same thing. And him, maybe he'll be able to snipe because everyone's going to need to snipe. There's going to be sniping fests. It'll be different. Cam Champ, too. Like, but the favorite, if it started tomorrow, is probably JT for me. I'm probably not going to actually bet JT. I even thought maybe potentially hoping that JT starts slow on Thursday, like comes out at 25-1 overnight on Thursday, and I can pounce on that. But I'm not betting the top of the board. I never really bet the top of the board. If I were, it might be JT or maybe Rory. But can you really trust Rory? His babies are ruinous. And then DJ too. Can you trust DJ? And that's why you just go to 20-1 and you go to Brooks. I think that's the value right now. If you're trying to get in today and just feel like, good, I got some money and that's something decent, Brooks at 20-1. And if he's healthy, which it seems like he is the way he played the last time out and the way he's Instagramming with Jenna. Patrick Reed, too. Safe bet there, maybe. If you can get it in, like, the 30s. I like it. Stay with Wolf, maybe. or in Bubba too. Bubba will be one of the most talked up people over the next 2 weeks, 10 days. So technically you want to get on Bubba now because his number's going to drop. Everyone will want to bet Bubba. The like narratives will come in. I've already seen some tweets by Justin Ray, my guy, that show is going to be the Bubba media train this week. So bet Bubba now if you want Bubba, or forever hold your peace. Fowler, why not? I mean, he's 50-1. Course history bet there. Rose, too, of course history. Before missing the cut last year, his first time he ever missed a cut. Justin Rose at the Augusta Masters. 11 of his 13 trips to, well, 14 now, I guess, have been in top 25. So Rose is always lurking. You could get Rose at 60 now. I know he's not been great. That's why he's 60. But this is the Masters, and that's all he cares about. Long shots here. You could go with Adam. No, you could go with Cameron Champ. Come on, bomber. If you're thinking Bryson is someone, this is Bryson without the beef. It's Cameron Champ. It's kind of nice to root for, too. Young guy. Let's go, Cam Champ. But that's – oh, maybe Horschel, too. Gator boy. So you could do that. I think he could – like, I wouldn't be shocked if Horschel won the Masters. Like, be like, oh, yeah, veteran kind of middle of – he's like 32 or whatever. So – and you can get out the putter. And that's what you need sometimes. So, yeah. Anyway, spreadsheet is coming. So, watch for that. There are Houston Open pods as well that are going to be conducted. But otherwise, I think starting Thursday, we're going to start barraging you with Masters content. It's going to be great. Well, as soon as the pricing for DraftKings drops, probably get something on the board for that, too, on the Fantasy Golf Pod. So, you can watch over there. That's it. Okay. Content, hashtag content. And if you haven't already, go over to my Patreon page. You can see the bets that I've already made. It's a scroll. It's a ton of bets already, but it's fun. So what you want to do, you want to play for fun because this is gambling. If you're not playing for fun, 1-800 gambler for real, but wait, oh, sweet spot DFS. Follow him on Twitter. Probably doing a recap of what we just did, the Bermuda. He's probably got a Houston Open pod, but then yes, we're gonna get right into the Masters. He's gonna be all over that spreadsheet. So we're gonna want to follow that. Look for that as soon as that drops. Thanks for watching this. Thanks for doing the pod, liking, subscribing, reviewing, rating. Thanks. Hopefully this worked. Peace.